fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of March, year of our Lord 2023, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say we do start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Last night, I was with the Republican Central Committee of Crawford County. That's how we begin all our meetings, with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning, we have Deputy Hendricks with us from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where some people still fly the traditional real flag of the state of Mississippi. That would be Deputy Hendricks. And here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. And good morning, Dr. Myers. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, in your ongoing quest to find out what's going on with reactions to people in your neighborhood in Mississippi with the COVID clot shot, do you have any updates for us there, Deputy?
Well, yes, unfortunately I do. I attended a funeral the other day for a very athletic 26-year-old male friend of mine. His mother was one of the former judges. She retired 5 years ago from full-time being on the bench, and he played soccer here locally at our high school and was a tennis player. He was good enough, John, that he won scholarships to attend college. He was in his undergraduate program at University of Louisiana at Monroe, and they found him dead in his room. And he had died from the clot shot. And of course, it was his heart failure with him.
Right.
But like I said, he was he was athletic. There shows no reason other than he got the shot and a booster because they wouldn't let him attend college if he had not gotten it. Did I lose you?
Well, we lost you, or at least I lost you for a moment. Well, at the visitation, was there any discussion about what really killed this young man that you're aware of?
Well, amongst some of us that knew him from our area here, there was three his father was a pastor down there in Jackson County at a Methodist church called Caswell Springs. And after the judge retired, he took a position up in Vicksburg. And so we had three groups of people, the Jackson County group, I call them, our group from around here, and then people from Warren County up in Vicksburg came down as well. So we had over 1,000 people at the funeral.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, when you play tennis at that level, it's not a casual sport. It is really hard, really tough, because those men and women go continuously for hours at a time in one match. He's the same age as my oldest grandson, by the way. I'm sure some of his fellow athletes must be comparing notes about what the hell happened to this guy who was so athletic, because if you have a heart condition, you can't get to that level of competition without it being known. You just simply can't, can you?
No, you cannot. And three of the pallbearers was his former tennis and soccer associates.
I would assume so. Well, Deputy, before we get away, we got a busy morning. The attorney Todd Callender will be with us from 7:30 until 8:15 Central, my guest Chance and Dr. Myers will help me interview Dr. Callender and Professor McCanny the first 15 minutes of his show. So it's going to be a busy morning. Anything else, Deputy, before you get away?
No, just, of course, as always, God bless y'all for all you do and what you're trying to get out there. We know it's coming. It's just a matter of what day. And they can't blame John Moore for not trying to warn them about being prepared, and both mentally, spiritually, and then physically for your family and friends, because so many are still not awake, John. I don't know what to say.
Well, we can. Yep.
Yeah, we do all we can. And, of course, a kudzu is key.
Okay. Thank you, Deputy. And we have with us Chance, representing Simply Clean Foods. He is a proprietor. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. It's great to be with you here today.
Okay. You sound like you're in a cave this morning. And Dr. Myers, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How is everything today?
Well, if it was any better, it wouldn't be legal. That's how I feel. But, gentlemen, we're going to have a busy, busy morning. We have from now until the second break to discuss what we need to. Todd Callender is an attorney who represents hundreds of current and former U.S. military members who have had issues with the clot shot, and we're going to dedicate that 45 minutes to him. So first of all, before we go much further, Doctor, what's your office telephone number and your website, please?
Well, if you go to thelibertyman.com, under the title of everything else, you then can see where it says links to other websites. You have direct access to my website, which is drphilmyers.com. My office telephone number, 636-236-9848, to schedule consultations or new patient visits. You have access to my Telegram newsroom, where I discuss everything going on in related topics, and my healing embodiment room, where I teach you how to do self-healing techniques on yourself, from breathing to lymphatic to organ to brainwave training.
And Chance, you have a panel at my website, and you offer a discount to my listeners, don't you, sir? How do people get that discount?
I do. SimplyCleanFoods.net is our website, or go to your panel, and the code for a nice discount and guaranteed free shipping is LibertyMan, all lowercase letters, no spaces, LibertyMan.
Okay. Doctor, you heard the report from Deputy Hendricks a moment ago. I've used this analogy, but not with you, I don't believe. So here's the analogy. Two brand new 2023 Corvettes. One of them is bought by a 20-year-old hotshot who thinks he's going to be the next Mario Andretti. Next is bought by a 60-year-old businessman who drives it safely and sanely only on weekends. Both vehicles are going to wear out at some point. However, the Corvette owned by the 20-year-old is going to wear out much more quickly because of hard acceleration, hard braking, hard cornering, where the Corvette owned by the 60-year-old businessman driven only on beautiful weekends is going to last much, much longer. Now, here's the analogy. Everybody gets the clot shot. The 26-year-old tennis player who's working his heart really, really hard, who gets the clot shot, is going to get a different more reaction more quickly than the 26-year-old who is basically sedentary and doesn't do much. Would that be a good analogy there, Doctor?
It's somewhat, because all analogies somewhat fail, but because you can see this is happening with major athletes, and then you have grandma in the house who's on shot number six, and she's still alive.
Right.
So what's the difference is sometimes pre-existing conditions, meaning that you can be a very healthy, quote-unquote, athletic, star performer and have an allergen reaction that's just your natural thing. Well, then you get in contact with this major bioweapon, which is a neurotoxin and an allergen, and then your body shuts down way faster than grandma, who doesn't have said allergen reactions and is due to her lower athletic ability, doesn't move much, so the body isn't taxed or pushed as hard, so she kind of just goes on life and is fine. I've seen that too. So the definition of health is kind of wonky in our perception, where you think an athlete, oh, they're very healthy. Oh, grandma that doesn't do anything, unhealthy. But this clot shot really doesn't have any solicitude for any of those people. It's going to take advantage of the weakest condition of anybody and how that person is pushed and affected by said allergen and neurotoxin. That's my experience.
Well, Doctor, I want to take this a little step further. We take two 26-year-olds. Both are same height, weight, have similar readouts in terms of pulse rate and cardio and so forth. But one of them is rather sedentary, walks a little bit, doesn't do much. And the other one is the top performing athlete who's putting heavy, heavy stress on that heart. And I think that's where we need to be looking at that. That's why these, in my opinion, why these soccer players, soccer is one of the toughest sports a human being can play. I've only done it a few times. At the time, I was an 18-year-old football player in top condition for a sprinter and a football player. But my goodness, these guys, they just go, go, go. They don't have a break.
And, no, they don't.
And I found, I learned a lot more respect for soccer players after attempting to play that a few times. But I look at what's happening with these athletes as a precursor to what's going to be happening to most everybody. It's just going to take longer. What do you think, Doctor?
I'm more on that page, that it's going to take longer, and our athletes are pushing their bodies, their cardiovascular and their circulatory system way harder than everybody else, and so they're going to see things quicker in
precisely
that regard.
Precisely. Chance, in your part of Texas, what, if anything, are you seeing with perhaps increased funerals, increased coffee shop discussion and so forth regarding the clot shot and the consequences of it?
We're not seeing a lot of conversation, listening to a lot of conversation about the clot shot, more about where we're at as a country, the threat of nuclear war, the financial system with the high interest rates. It's for some people where they're going to get their next meal, unfortunately. But I would like to maybe chime in on your last conversation. And that is, yeah, there. I can see that these athletes that are really pushing, and basketball is another one, it's just nonstop,
right.
Really pushing and pushing cardio are at risk to drop due to a clot forming in your body. The blood is circulating high pulse rate, like you mentioned, and pressure. So I can see that, but it is a fine line, right? I mean, you want to do regular cardio on a daily basis to stay fit, to stay healthy, and to stay in shape.
Absolutely. And a chance, if you can do something, you sound like you're on a speakerphone and you're in a cave, if you can do something about that, that would help a lot. Anyway, Gentlemen, when we have Todd Callender on, the attorney, I want to be focused initially on what is the water cooler talk within the military, active duty. There has to be a lot of discussion, especially among pilots, I would think, because pilots are a lot more cognizant of their health and their vision than most people are, because it's just part of who they are. But I'm real interested in what the discussion is among the active duty troops concerning the consequences of them being mandated, forced, coerced into getting a clot shot. My belief is that there's probably a fairly high percentage of men and women who are quite angry that they were coerced and taking something that could cause harm, make them sick, or kill them. What do you think, Doctor?
Well, I'm going to be really interested to see what comes out with the bill that just was passed to expose COVID origins, and how much is actually going to be shown and or redacted. I think that's going to show us a lot. And yeah, when people start seeing more of the truth coming out from those outlets, there's going to be more people protesting than just the arrest of politicians.
Well, at the Republican Central Committee last night, I made a comment to the committeemen and committeewomen present, including myself. I'm a committeeman. If President Trump was smart, he would pay this prosecutor to arrest him. It's going to be the biggest boost to his campaign imaginable.
Well, that's what Elon Musk said. If he gets arrested, he's going to win in a landslide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's going to be interesting to see if it happens and the consequences. It will galvanize President Trump's base of support nationwide. And men and women who typically wouldn't make a donation, they'll be writing checks for $20 or $50, whatever they can afford. They may sacrifice an evening out with their wife and send a $50 check instead. That's what I expect to happen. How about you, Chance? You're on mute, Chance. There.
I'm back now. I just changed my phone.
Much better. Much better. Keep doing it. Yes.
Go ahead and ask that question again. I was changing microphones, John.
Your opinion of the consequences of President Trump being arrested in terms of galvanizing his base of support?
You know, all it does is bring his supporters, the conservatives, together more than anything else. It just cements the fact that this corruption that continues, this political, and it's all political, does nothing more than make those that have supported him in the past have a stronger belief in his values, and gives him a better opportunity, to win this upcoming election. I mean, it's in reality, John, I mean, I have to say it, this whole thing is just contrived, and the statute of limitations has run out, and this prosecutor in New York is way outside of his bounds. I just think the whole thing is just a joke.
Well, if there was a crime, the statute of limitations had run out, but there was no crime. This is a routine business matter. It happens all the time. So anyway, I want to do a segue here. Mike Adams interviewed Dr. Paul Cottrell yesterday, and Dr. Cottrell provided the evidence, the hard evidence anybody can find, reinforcing what I've known for almost 3 years, that the COVID-19 began at Chapel Hill, North Carolina University, and then the research was transferred to Wuhan to complete the research. And it's more reinforcement of what I've known for nearly 3 years, and probably both of you nearly as long, if not as long. And the truth is coming out, gentlemen. It can't be hidden. And once enough the public wakes up to this, and they're talking to their congressmen and senators, that's when these congressmen and senators will take action, I believe. What do you think, Chance? We have a break. Hold on. We have a break.
We have a break.
We'll be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. His website and phone number are under everything else. Links to other websites. And Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. Chance, you got fresh coffee you just roasted yesterday?
We do. So the coffee is 100% organic from Honduras. I have to say that's all we will drink now because it is so smooth. It's considered the second smoothest coffee in the world. It is roasted light to medium and is available today for immediate shipment and for 22 ounces of coffee pouched in a Mylar pouch, which gives that coffee a 3-year shelf life, only $19.95. So you can
go to freeman.com
and pick some of that up.
Well, gentlemen, we have with us attorney Todd Callender. Good morning, Todd.
Hello.
Good morning, Todd.
Good, there we go. Thanks, good. John.
Okay. First of all, sir, do you have a website that people can go to?
Sure. It's VaxChoice, VaxChoice.com. And the other one is DRAdvocates.com.
DRAdvocates. Okay. I'm going to take the lead. We have two other members on our panel, Dr. Phil Myers, chiropractic physician, and Chance, a proprietor down in Texas. Now, first of all, to lay some groundwork, you represent both former and current U.S. military members that have issues concerning the vaccination, COVID-19 vaccination clot shot.
Yeah, I have two military, both of which have since left the military. One's on ready reserve. But if they, given our day in court, they would be representative of an entire class of
okay. And how many former military members do you have?
It's a great question. Probably 200,000 or so that left the military as a result of the shot mandate.
Okay, all right.
Let me put it this way: it's the entire human race, because the issue is the mRNA caused everybody that got the shots to be a slave. They're owned, according to U.S. law.
Roger that. Now, my presumption—I may be completely wrong. My presumption is that you probably have communication with men and women who are active duty service members. Is that accurate, sir?
Yeah, we have lots of them. You know, in the lawsuit, it's those two, but our firm represents thousands and thousands of service members.
Okay, now, if you haven't, I hope we can have further conversations. My personal inquiry and interest is what conversations are taking place in the barracks of active duty men and women.
There's great news on that. They understand that the WHO is now in charge of the military, and they're not going to go along with the program.
Now, this is, obviously the majority would be in enlisted ranks, but what would be the percentage of officers, and if there's a breakdown between company grade, field grade, and flag rank officers, what would that be, sir?
Yeah. You get 05s on down, just a smattering of 06s and zero general officers.
Okay. All right.
We have retired. I work with about 300 retired general officers, but none active duty.
Well, and that's my belief, and we haven't discussed this, is that the majority, probably a high percentage, were retired before they would retire normally under the Obama administration.
That's right.
Accurate? Okay.
That's exactly right.
All right. And those men and whatever women would be alpha male warriors who the guys and gals you would want if there really was a war.
Absolutely. They're the ones that would have brought charges against Lloyd Austin.
Well,
because he's in charge, right? He's the guy that attacked our military. He's the guy that forced this poison into the veins.
Roger that. So pilots tend to be more cognizant of their health in general because they have to get a physical every 6 months.
That's right.
Have you met with the lieutenant colonel from Alabama, Huntsville?
Not sure about that Linda. One, but I work with a lot of pilots, military, and otherwise I happen to be a pilot.
She's the flight surgeon. The flight surgeon in charge of
You're talking
Colonel
about Teresa Long. She's
Teresa
my
Long,
star witness.
Yes.
She's my first half hit in my lawsuit.
Okay.
She's an expert witness for us.
Roger that. Now, her prognostication, I believe, will turn out to be accurate and true.
No doubt.
Okay. There's our break. Hold on, everybody. We got a break. Gentlemen, we'll be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leviathan and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Before the day is over, we're going to have the 1967 CIA memo countering arguments that about how John Kennedy was murdered, assassinated on my website under Insights into History. Visiting with Chance, proprietor of Simple Clean Foods, my friend Dr. Phil Myers, and Todd Callender. The website for Callender's outfit is Vax Choice, V-A-X-X. It's Victor Alpha X-ray, X-ray Choice.com. And I got a further inquiry here, Doctor, and I would love to have Dr. Long on with me, but as you probably know, the FAA changed the protocols for what is acceptable heart condition for commercial airline pilots and all pilots, now allowing pilots to fly commercial airlines that would be prohibited back in August when they changed it. So my question, and you may or may not know the answer, has the U.S. military changed the protocols for what's a healthy heart to allow pilots to fly or prevent them from flying, if you know, sir?
Sorry, John, is that for me? I'm sorry, Dr., go ahead.
John, who was that for?
Well, it's for Todd, because he's in contact with Dr. Long.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. First and foremost, our firm represents a senior FAA whistleblower by the name of Bruce McGray, who has filed twice now Inspector General reports, both of which have been ignored, that not only have they extended the time period that effectively hides the myocarditis or pericarditis, but they recognize it, and they're issuing special certificates that make note of it and warn the pilot, oh, by the way, you may have vaccine-induced myocarditis, and if you don't feel good, don't fly the airplane. So effectively, these are pilots that failed the flight physical because of heart problems, and the FAA is giving them special clearance to fly on that basis. In terms of the military, the flight physicals, they call them upslips. Upslips if they're going to be passed to go and fly some more, and downslips if they don't. The military is very reticent to issue any downslips. They're effectively letting things slide. We've got pilots not just with heart problems, but major, major problems. The turbo cancer, they go from no cancer to stage 4 in 30 days. Glandular issues, a lot of testicular cancer. You name the malady, and they've got it.
The cancer uprise. One of my doctors here in Atlanta, infectious disease doc, he is seeing that rampantly in his office. Increased cancers, lots of it.
Yeah, the military reports a 10,000% increase, more than 10,000% increase.
Well, when you go from almost, these are healthy, this is a top 25% of physical condition men and women in the country, you go from nearly zero, which it was nearly zero, of course it's going to increase dramatically. But instead of doing what the FAA has done, the military is basically ignoring. Is that the response, sir?
Yeah, because it's not just the heart issues. There are lots and lots of issues, and they're keeping the pilots in school. I mean, that's where Dr. Long is, Fort Rucker, where they train helicopter pilots. And once somebody gets into that program, it costs a lot of money to get them through. But in addition to that, what she has noted is cognitive problems, right? You might remember in the Pfizer six-month post-marketing authorization, they listed 1,291 serious adverse events of special interest, the number one of which was something called the 1p36 gene deletion syndrome. That gene controls your frontal cortex and whether or not it atrophies. And what they're reporting is that these people can't get through the program because they can't think.
What is the percentage of ones that are having to drop out now as compared to, say, 3 years ago, if you know?
They're not dropping them out. They just recycle them.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
As if the brain's going to get smarter after a few weeks and have a better performance.
Yeah, it's what the doctor said, by the way. They put three separate HIV proteins in these shots for the purpose of disarming people's immune systems. That way they could slip the little lipid nanoparticle bomber inside of the cells. The problem is they didn't turn the immunity back on. And so any malady this person would have had before that was latent now becomes active. And that's why you see 1,291. Yeah, yes, sir,
doctor. Stays active. Todd, Theresa Long gave sworn testimony under the whistleblower protection. But they demoted her, gave her a different assignment in spite of that, didn't they, sir?
Well, temporarily. She was one of our first witnesses. My case is Robert V. Austin. It's still alive. It's in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And her testimony got into evidence. And I can tell you this. She filed that on the basis that she was a whistleblower before she actually went to D.C. And the military has been very careful with her in every way, and they temporarily gave her an assignment that wasn't doing anything, was writing papers. But they put her right back. They put her right back.
Oh, she's back. Okay. I didn't know she was back.
Yep.
Well, good for her. Good for her. Now, she's in a position to certify a physical fitness or not. Is that an accurate statement for these pilots?
Yeah, she's a flight surgeon. That's right.
And so I assume she's doing the right thing and not certifying pilots who are not physically fit. Is that accurate also?
It is, but what I would say to you is this. A number of pilots have come to her and said, look, doc, I can't fly the aircraft, and they are volunteering their medical certificate. They're effectively saying, look, it's too dangerous, fail my flight physical, and that has happened.
And if you know, what would be the percentage of pilots who've done that, sir?
No, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm just aware that it's happening.
Okay. All right. My goodness. Well, Chance, you've been very patiently listening here. What questions do you have for Todd, sir?
Well, not as much a question as I'm just stunned for the number that you guys threw out a second ago, 10,000% increase in cancer. To me, John, that is amazing.
It's more than 10,000. They stopped counting at 10,000%.
Really?
Oh, yep. That's horrific. That's absolutely horrific.
It's the nature of the military, whether it's Fort Rucker or anywhere else, that these men not only work together, they socialize together. It's
that's right.
You know, if you work for IBM, you go home to your community. You don't spend 24/7 with the members of IBM or Ford Motor Company, whoever you work for. But it's the nature of that culture. That they all know each other, they have living quarters in close proximity, they eat meals together, they have their sports activities together, go to the movie shows together. So within that culture, word has to be spreading like wildfire that, oh my God, they're killing us. Would that be an accurate statement, Todd?
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. The answer is yes, in many respects, probably about half. The other half don't want to know. They cannot bring themselves to confront the reality, so they just act like it doesn't exist.
Todd, this is Chance again. I have a further question. So understanding where we're at and through your research and due diligence, why has the mainstream media not picked up on this? I mean, I know the obvious answer, but why aren't more people talking about this?
Yeah,
getting this out there to the public.
Because this is a genocide, and the media are a co-conspirator. They are a part of this genocide, as is our government. And I try to explain this simply to people. Your government is not here to help you. They are here to kill you. We are in the midst of a depopulation agenda, and our government is leading the way for the world. It's not just the United States. You will find the exact same thing in every country in the world, effectively. Those presidents who didn't do this, for instance, in Tanzania, in Peru, Haiti, they were all removed and replaced with people who would go with the agenda. So they are part of the apparatus.
They were assassinated.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. Magufuli in Tanzania, strange circumstances, dead. Obviously, the president of Haiti. They just, you know, they sent in a team to get rid of him.
Precisely. Well, Doctor, the Chinese general staff must be having champagne cocktails with strawberries, celebrating defeating the United States military without firing a shot. Would that be a fair statement?
Sorry, John. I lost track. So was that for Chance?
For Todd.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I mean, the answer is yes. They, you know, during the Obama administration, the Chinese senior leadership in the military unleashed a paper called Unrestricted Warfare. And in that paper, you will find that they went to the trouble of studying the military and said, we cannot beat them on the battlefield. We have to destroy them from within. And that's exactly what's happened. They got our senior leadership in the military to give 1.4 million active users, active duty people, an experimental shot where all of the test animals in the clinical trials died. Now, how does that sound in terms of battle readiness? Our force is down 25% at this moment, and recruiting goals are down 25% on top of it. They cannot replace people. They've eliminated the GED or high school diploma requirement, and they've eliminated the language requirement. So who is now filling those ranks? Is it possible that the military-aged men walking across the border in Mexico that don't speak English, you know, are they coming in? And the answer to that is yes. So this is unrestricted warfare. They have taken out our country, our military, without firing a shot, and under the laws of war, you will find that an alien occupier who takes over substantial government functions has won the war. So under international law, our country is actually done. It doesn't help that Biden, Obrador, and Trudeau got up in front of the world stage on January 10 of this year and said, we're declaring the North American area. The effect of that is to eliminate our borders. How does one define sovereignty? By having borders and defending them. Where does our country sit today?
Well, this is very sobering, to say the least. I'm kind of at a loss for words here. Doctor, what questions do you have for Todd?
Well, okay, so I'm totally with you on the cognitive dissonance with everything and the hidden agenda within what you just explained verbatim. So segue into how this, because there's the whole thing with the white hat and the switch over to what's going to be called the New Republic and the elimination of this whole system that has been in play that took over everything that is the depopulation agenda. What's your foresight in what do you think is going to happen in the next, let's say, 6 months to a year?
Yeah, great question. So if people look at the agenda for the 21st century, otherwise known as Agenda 21, now it's Agenda 2030 because they incorporated the Rio Climate Accords, what you'll find is three primary goals: the elimination of private property rights, the elimination of borders, and a 95% reduction in the world population. We are in that right now. So those goals march on, and Klaus Schwab's up there bragging about it. In the meantime, I will tell you this. The owners of this world, meaning the people behind the Bank for International Settlements that owns all of the private central banks of the planet, save three, are missing. None of the frustration you see, including Trump being in office for effectively 5 years because he had some lead time in and afterwards, that frustration caused, I think, irreversible damage to this plan that they have to reach by 2030. And I think we've got a better than 50-50 chance of surviving this. And their goals to poison, you know, the whole world's population fell way short. I think only about 45% of the people on the planet got the shots. And very few, you know, got more than one shot. I think we got a fighting chance. The key to it, Doctor, is that Americans stand up. They opt out of the current system. There's a lot of people going into the state national movement. There's effectively a parallel government that's being built right now. The key to that is our people in uniform, law enforcement, military. We must incorporate them. We must build that bridge. We must engage them as family and friends and explain to them what's happening.
Are you talking about more the David Strait route or more the Anna von Rice route?
Yeah, so there's actually more than just those two. We're seeing it in England as well and a few other places. And so yeah, I don't know that it matters. The UCC is one you're talking about, Uniform Commercial Code route, and the other one is effectively reclaiming your birth certificate. I don't think it matters. What matters is they're opting out of the system, right? They're not going to pay tax. They're not going to, you know, vote in these, you know, fraudulent elections. They're making their own way, and they're bringing law enforcement with them.
I understand they made the clot shot optional in the military, but they've made a mandatory shot or shots that are just as bad, if not worse.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
That's absolutely. So we've got, you know, active military clients, one of which was on a Navy ship, sent us the ingredients of the flu shot that he was being forced to take, and they were worse. All of the shots contain what's called hydrogel. Hydrogel is the damaging parts of these things, and that's what's installing what Moderna called the operating system. Included in that hydrogel, cesium-137, we know because we tested it, and it's listed as one of their ingredients. So there are numerous poisons in all of the shots. We found it even in lidocaine now. We find it in insulin. They must inject hydrogel into people in order to effectively hijack their bodies, turn them into batteries, turn them into transistors, transmitters, and transducers. That is the effect of cesium-137 when it binds to living tissue, and that's what they've done to the people that got the shots.
That's really scary.
It's worse, John, yes. Because U.S. law as it sits today, it's a case called Molecular Pathology versus Myriad Genetics, 2013 Supreme Court case, says use of mRNA to effectuate gene modification results in that synthetic product. In this case, we're talking about vax people. They are owned by the patent holders. and worse. You know, they are effectively a new species, and the question is, what rights does that species enjoy? I've made this allegation in my case since August 2021. Never once has the DOJ, DOD, HHS, or FDA denied it. Never once. And here we are in the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the court refuses to issue a ruling based on it. It's a violation of our 13th Amendment. You don't get to own people, right? That's what our 13th Amendment was about, and that's the result of the people that got the shots. They are now owned by the patent holders.
Well, the counter-argument is they're no longer people.
That's right. And so if you think about it this way, if you shoot your dog in the head, is that a homicide? And the answer is no. Homicide is the unlawful taking of a human life. How do we define humans? Homo sapiens sapien. This new species, our government named in 2001, Borg.
Really?
Yes. It's in an Acid Langley research paper, Fifth Generation Warfare, 2021, and you will find on page 2 that they talk about super soldiers and they named them Borg. In other places, you will find them named Homo Borgensis. We have a whole division called Synbio, whose job is to genetically modify every plant and animal species on the planet. That is in our Department of Health and Human Services.
Stand by, gentlemen. We have a break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Turn there, I'm off. You got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land
back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Todd Callender, Chance, and Dr. Myers. Todd Callender's website is Vax, VAXXChoice.com. Todd, in your discussions with field grade officers and maybe some of the flag rank officers especially, it's been known for centuries that once you lose a certain percentage of your combat troops, you're no longer an effective fighting force.
That's right.
Whatever that percentage. Have those discussions come up with the flag rank officer, sir?
Oh, yes. We're way past that point. Right there, the morale is gone, the esprit de corps is gone, the trust is gone. What the Secretary of Defense did was an illegal order, but he put in the order, this is a lawful order. He effectively ordered people to commit suicide, and now our service members and others know that. So, you know, next time the order comes down, are they going to listen? Worse is that according to the amended international health regulations with the WHO, and the move of public health as a responsibility under the DOD, the Defense Health Agency in particular, effectively now Tedros Adnan is in charge of our military and has the ability to effectively order them on mere suspicion of a communicable disease to detain indefinitely or even treat with experimental drugs anybody on the planet. And they know that.
Okay. We got a question offline here, something about the effect of insulin on the technicians, the technology.
Yes. Yeah, well, hydrogel, we have found it in insulin. Right. They're trying to put it in effectively every injectable now. So I had somebody just last week said, well, I've got to go get a tooth dealt with. And I said, well, talk to your doctor and try and get an anesthesia before 2020. Because it seems that, you know, they're trying to put it in every single injectable that they can, if you can imagine, even lidocaine. So try and find. There are others, by the way, coming into the market, you know, pharmaceutical companies, particularly in India, that are not going with the program. So look for those injectables that you might need outside of the U.S.
So getting back to a moment ago, the flag rank officers that you're working with are saying that at right now, on the 22nd day of March 2023, U.S. military has lost their combat effectiveness and can no longer fight effectively in a war. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, they are no longer battle ready. That's correct.
Okay. Doctor, you got a question?
Yeah, when you say they're not battle ready, what does that mean per se?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you arrive at that conclusion. Just the size of the force and their ability to perform. So there are lots of reports that people can't show up to work. They're all sick. They're on leave. They're in the med bay. And I mean, it's a huge percent. That simply cannot perform their jobs because they are sick from the shots. And on top of that, you've got, you know, people that don't, there's no esprit de corps. People won't follow the orders.
Roger that. We got you about 15 more minutes here, Todd.
Sure.
Okay. And we'll say goodbye to Chance and Dr. Myers and Professor McCanny. Will join us after the top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Todd. Good talking to you.
Yeah, my pleasure, gentlemen.
Okay, guys, hold on.
Thank you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the